Well, to those I don't know, my name's Chris.
A los que no me conocen, me llamo Chris.
And I apologize if the big burly police officer up here gets emotional, but
lo siento, this is sí,
what
soy
this
emocionante.
Church means to my family and I is tremendous, and all of you mean a lot to us.
Esa iglesia es tremendo a nosotros y hay mucha emoción a cada persona.
And I haven't been this nervous in front of this church since 2007, September 14th, when Grace and I got married, standing right here.
Yo tengo nervios como yo cuando yo estaba aquí en mi matrimonio en 2007 en esta iglesia.
I was raised on the south side of Chicago in Alsip.
Yo vivía en el lado sur de Chicago en Alsip.
I was raised in a Catholic family.
Tenía hogar católica.
Although we weren't really practicing Catholics.
Aunque no estábamos practicando.
I had a belief in God, but I did not have the full understanding.
Yo tenía creencia en Dios, pero no un gran entendimiento.
And we are what I would call holiday Catholics.
Éramos católicas de fiestas, ¿cómo se dice? Días santas.
Every Christmas Eve at midnight we were there.
Cada Navidad en medianoche estábamos allí.
And we even got there early enough to get a seat.
Y temprano para tener una silla.
I have two older brothers.
Tengo dos mayor hermanos.
One of which was involved in gangs and selling drugs out of my parents' home.
Uno que tenía tiempo con gangas y drogas.
My brother not only used drugs, but he also sold them.
Mi hermano no solamente usaba las drogas, también se vendía las drogas.
Because of the gang activity, I felt safer in my room most of the time from some of the people that were coming to my house.
Por la actividad de las gangas, yo tenía más safety. Seguridad en mi casa, no en las calles.
My parents sent me to a Catholic high school, which, looking back now, I am very thankful for.
Asistía una escuela secundaria católica y tengo gracias a Dios por eso.
I didn't really read the Bible. I didn't know anything about the Bible at the time.
No leía la Biblia. No sabía mucho de la Biblia en este tiempo.
But God knew me, and he was definitely drawing him closer to himself.
Pero Dios me conoció. Y estaba llamándome.
By the mercy of God, I met my wife Grace.
Por la misericordia de Dios, conocí a mi esposa Grace.
I actually met her online in 2002.
Estaba por la providencia de Dios en línea en 2002.
We began talking and found out we had a lot of interest in common.
Empezábamos a hablar y teníamos muchas cosas en común.
It wasn't long into our conversation when we actually talked on the phone.
No era mucho tiempo cuando estábamos hablando en el teléfono.
Her asking me a question that would change my life
que
forever.
Empezaba a preguntar una cuestión que va a cambiar mi vida para siempre.
I remember the moment. Not like it was yesterday, but like it was 5 minutes ago.
Yo recuerdo el momento como era 5 minutos, hace 5 minutos.
Grace asked me bluntly, do you know how to get to heaven?
Me preguntó directamente, ¿conoces cómo ir al cielo?
And of course, with a Catholic background, I gave her what I would call the typical Catholic answer.
Y como católico, yo dio una respuesta típica de esta creencia de catolicismo.
I told her, you have to be a good person and do good deeds.
Yo decía que necesitamos ser buena persona y hacer buenas obras.
And Grace said, actually, it's not what you did, but what God already did on the cross with Jesus Christ.
Grace decía, no es lo que tú haces, es lo que Cristo ya hacía en la cruz.
And I remember giving a response right back, that doesn't make sense.
Mi respuesta era, es un poco loca.
How can you go to heaven and not be a good person.
¿Cómo ir al cielo y no ser buena persona?
She said good works never merit our salvation.
Ella decía que buenas obras no pueden meritar nuestra salvación.
And our salvation is accomplished by Christ alone.
Nuestra salvación está meritada por Cristo solo.
And the good works come from
y las buenas obras vienen
that we are trusting in Christ.
Por que estamos confiando en Cristo. Evidencia de fe.
And show his proof.
Y son una evidencia de fe.
And that good works come from a change of heart.
Y que buenas obras vienen de cambio de corazón.
After our conversation, I remember thinking back to my grandparents on my mother's side.
Después de nuestra conversación, yo recuerdo pensar en mis abuelos en el lado de mi madre.
Who at the time had been passed for several years.
Y en este tiempo no están viviendo por algunos años.
Actually, the correct thing would be to say that they were in heaven for several years.
Estaban en el cielo por algunos años.
And I remember my parents telling, or my grandparents telling me the same thing Grace was telling me.
Porque mis abuelos eran cristianos y me dio el evangelio. Yo recuerdo cuando yo era más joven.
And I wish that they were still alive to share what I had just realized.
Ojalá que estaban vivos, que pueden testificar y ver el cambio en mi vida.
During the next few weeks, I began attending a Bible-believing church with Grace.
Durante las semanas que vienen, empezaba a asistir una iglesia bíblica con Grace.
And each week I heard the gospel preached. It was like life was breathed into me.
Cada semana el evangelio estaba predicada y era como vida estaba dentro de mí.
It was like Ezekiel 37, where there was in the valley dry bones of dead warriors.
Como Ezequiel 37, había una valle con soldados muertos.
God tells the prophet Ezekiel to preach to the wind.
Y Dios dice al profeta Ezequiel, predica al viento.
And all of a sudden, the dead, dry bones became alive with the Spirit of God in flesh.
Y de repente, estos muertos empezaban a tener vida.
And blood and life began to run through them.
Y sangre y vida empezó en ellos.
And they were alive.
Y estaban vivos.
As I heard the word preached in church one day, God made me alive.
Como recibí la palabra en la iglesia cada semana, un día Dios me dio la vida.
And I believe that Christ died for me and was raised for me.
Y creía que Cristo murió y resucitó por mí personalmente.
I was born again and alive in Christ.
Nací de nuevo y vivo en Cristo.
I put my trust in him and he saved me.
Confié en él y él me salvó.
And a verse that to live by for me is Ephesians 2, 8 through 10.
Un versículo en que yo vivo es Efesios 2, 8 al 10. Y pueden leer en vuestras Biblias.
Just describes my life now. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in him. And walk in them. My life since I came to know Christ.
Mi vida después de conocer a Cristo.
Now that Christ has changed me, my life is completely focused on Christ and living in the Word each day.
Ahora mi vida está enfocado totalmente en Cristo y vivir en su palabra cada día.
And even more so since we've had children, my greatest desire is for them to that they would come to know Christ.
Y aún más que tenemos niños, quiero que ellos conozcan a Cristo.
My life for Christ has grown so much.
Mi vida por Cristo ha crecido mucho.
And as I walk in my daily life as a Chicago police officer,
cuando estoy andando en mi vida diaria como ¿cómo se dice policía en Chicago?
I work on the southwest side in a very sinful part of the city.
Trabajo en el lado del sur en Chicago en un lugar muy pecaminoso en la ciudad.
I've realized that my job is a missions field, God's missions field.
Mi trabajo es un campo misionero.
And it's not often that you find Christian police officers, but I have found them, and we are able to give the true hope to those that are hurting.
No es común para ver mucha policía que conocen a Cristo, pero yo he encontrado esas personas y juntos damos esperanza a los que tocamos.
And as a police officer, I just feel that Psalm 23 just guides me in the direction that I need to serve.
Como policía, yo me gusta Salmo 23.
Psalm 23, the Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. You prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Gloria a Dios.
As Grace and I come to membership at Living Hope, it's our desire.
Como Grace y yo quieren ser miembros de Iglesia Esperanza Viva.
It's our desire to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord.
Nuestro deseo crecer en gracia y conocimiento de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Jesus Christ.
Jesucristo. Amen. Gloria a Dios.